So, Natalie, why don't you tell us how you got your start in music?
When I was about 5, I started learning how to play classical guitar. And around the same time, I started doing like musical theatre and doing musicals. So I started singing then. And sort of when I was 11, I was very into Taylor Swift and like singer-songwriter stuff, but I couldn't play like rhythm guitar. So my dad got me an acoustic guitar and I taught myself how to play chords. And then within like that year, I started writing songs. Like, they weren't very good, but sort of from there is just how it sort of stemmed.
Now, you've been playing guitar since you were 5?
Yeah.
How does a 5, because I started playing when I was 10, yeah, and I wasn't serious about it till maybe 15.
Yeah, I guess I was just playing like classical, but it was sort of, I just do like work up on the grades. So it was just, I wasn't really like taking it very seriously, but I did like a grade a year, sort of.
Wow. Wow, because I mean, like, my thing is how does a 5-year-old, you know, show the determination? Because I didn't have the determination until I was, like I said, almost 15, even though I started when I was 10.
It was sort of my dad sort of kept me at it.
Nice, nice. Now, you're a 2-time Big Busk winner, correct?
Yeah.
How does that come about?
I saw this competition in London, and they call it busking, but it's not really busking. It's sort of playing in places around, like, the streets and stuff, but where it wouldn't really have music, but it's sort of still like a performance. So, like, I'm not busking for money or anything, but I do busk, like, you play on the streets and they hand out cards to get people to vote for you. And then sort of from playing around, they give everyone a different place to play, like, on different days, and you get to play around 14 gigs over, like, the 3 weeks that it's running. And then whoever's got the most votes, I think 5 people go into the final, which is held at a shopping centre that has, like, a good stage and stuff. And then they have, like, industry judges, and then we all perform live one song, and then they choose a winner.
Nice. Right. Now, do you have an album coming out to go with your single When They Share?
No, I don't. I'm sort of saving my album that I will make one day. I don't think I'm sort of ready to make an album, so I'm sort of just keeping people interested with the singles, and then when I feel that I'm ready to go all the way, then I will.
Well, the reason I ask that is because most artists seem to be doing what you're doing today and not going with like 12 or 13 tracks at once and call it an album.
I think the other thing is everyone's doing EPs as well. And it's become such a like a common like cliche thing to do an EP. I don't want to do an EP because everyone else is doing an EP. And also the other good thing is if I did an album, not all of the songs would get as much attention as if I just did like a single.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think each song individually gets showcased better by doing that?
Yeah, I do. Because, like, if I put all my songs on an album and I release, like, maybe 2 singles from it, even if they're not the best on the album, they'd get the most attention. So they don't have to be the best to, like, be focused on. You know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. Now, let's talk about the single, or not the single, but the video And They Share. It was... That's a pretty nice production. How and where was it shot?
I go to a school called the Brit School, which is sort of like the best like creative art school in like London. But the catchment's very big, so it's like the whole country. A lot of people come from down south and up north and stuff. But it's not just music and like acting and dance. We also have like film strands where they make like films and do TV and stuff. So there's a boy in the year above me at school, and he's in like the media strand. We call it strands, like the different courses. And he sort of said, "Oh, I like your songs. Can I make you a video?" I was like, "Yeah, okay." So he made it for me. That was it, really.
Wow. So it was a bunch of high school kids in a school.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just because I think we failed to mention earlier. You're only 16 on top of this.
Yeah.
So I mean that. Well, my congrats to you because it looks professionally shot. It looks like it costs some money, basically.
Yeah, I think he's really good at what he does. His name's George O'Regan, and he makes really good films and stuff.
Nice, and now you just expose him to the world. So let's hope he gets some work out of it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But what's the song about? Because the song I feel is an eclectic mix of folk and rock, and it's got a dark tinge to it.
Yeah, it's quite a dark song. I tried to make it dark without making it deliberately dark. Like, I don't want people to feel depressed like listening to it, but it's sort of about, I don't know, sort of like gender roles and typical male attitude to like women and stuff.
Stereotypes.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. And it's sort of about, I don't know, I didn't really, when I wrote it, I didn't put that much thought into it. I sort of got the gist, but then as I, like, as it's become, I played it more and more, I started to realise things in it that I didn't really, was, like, conscious of putting in there. But when George was making it, I sent him the song, and he sort of came back to me with what he thought it was about, and I think that's about right, what he said. He said it's sort of about how, like, guys are, like, always staring at girls, and that's, like, in the video, there's the bit with, like, the handheld camera, which is a bit sort of eerie, because it's just stuff like that.
Now, so what you're saying is that it's kind of the it's tongue in cheek about, in a way, about the stereotypes that men have against women as objects.
Yeah.
So, do you feel that's still an issue? Because I do, and then but then I think it was worse in the past. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think people are not really afraid to address it now, but like, it's not so much of a, like, an issue where I'd feel really scared of, like, men, but me and my friends would get, like, shouted at in the street and stuff, and, like, it's not the nicest thing. So I suppose it's still sort of there, but nobody really treats it as such a bad thing.
Yeah, well, and what I was always flabbergasted at is that women are actually the majority. The world population is 51, I think, either 51 or 52% female.
Is it?
Yeah. No,
I didn't know that.
So, you know, it's actually one of the only times that you could say a majority is stigmatized.
Mm.
You know, and stereotyped, which I always thought that fascinates me. But what else, or another thing that I think about when, you know, we were talking about male to female stereotypes, and, you know, in reference to your song, is how women are treated in general society. Like, there's, you know, women are still paid less than men.
Yeah.
In a lot of professions, in a lot of countries.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts on things like that?
I don't know. It's sort of like, it's the way it's always been sort of thing. So, I don't know. I don't like it, obviously. Who does like it? But I sort of think it's one of those things that is, like, we're getting over it, same with, like, homophobia. It's, like, it's always been an issue. People always discriminate, but sort of my generation now are completely okay with it. But it's, like, the older generation that are still homophobic. So I think with things like that, like, over time, it will die out eventually, but never, like, completely. There'll always be
Well, and I think that your generation is going to kill this stigma as well. And I think that, you know, by the time you're maybe 30 or so, that there'll be equality in the sexes as well.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know, because believe it or not, here's the funny thing. You're already starting to see it, like here in the military.
Yeah.
You know, with promotion and ranks and everything. Mm. So, I mean, if they can do it, I think anybody can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Now, I'm tripping on my words here. I'm going to cut that part out. But, okay, now, today was supposed to be, or yesterday was supposed to be the release on iTunes. Now, when is it going to come out, or do you know at this point?
I looked on the internet, the website that I did it through. They said it can take up to 16 business days to get reviewed, but it is out on, like, Spotify, Google Play, and all the other stuff. Like, it's out on literally everything else except iTunes at the moment.
Wow. So, I don't know. I just don't like iTunes sometimes, man. I mean, I love buying stuff off it, so, but just when they do stuff like that, I don't know. But so, well, do you have a tour coming up or anything, or?
I play regularly around London, sometimes outside London, but mostly in London. Like, different things, sometimes like private things, sometimes like sort of bigger things.
Well, because you've got school to worry about right now.
Yeah, I do.
Well, how do you juggle starting a music career with school?
I suppose if I went to a normal school, it would be more difficult. But the fact that sort of my school, the whole aim is to get us all into like doing music for a career, it's sort of a bit easier. Like I can get time off if I need to, and they're very supportive, and it's not so stressful because I'm only really studying music at the moment, so it's sort of okay. But it does get annoying. Like I had 3 gigs in a row this week, like each night, and I got back really late, and I was just really tired because I had to get up at 6 the next morning to get to school. But I don't know. I suppose it's all part of the experience.
So, what is that school like? I mean, since it's a school for music, do you still have like general courses like mathematics and English and history? Yes. And
because in the UK, until you're like 16, you have to study like the core subjects, which are like math, English, science, and we do GCSEs. So that's like all the subjects. So I've been there for 2 years. So the first 2 years I was there, I did GCSE, so I did maths, English, science alongside the music diploma. And then when you get to 16, it sort of turns into like what we call like college. So it doesn't really matter what you do as long as you're studying for something. So I'm doing now a creative writing A level, which is like a normal subject. And then I'm doing this music diploma as well, which is like a really big course, but there's no exam at the end. It's just all coursework. It's good.
It sounds exciting. So what are your plans as soon as you get out of school?
I don't think I want to go to university. I think once I can leave school at the end of, I think I've got a year and a bit left. Well, after that, I think I'm just going to start carrying on what I'm doing, but make it more full time. And obviously I'll be more available for like putting more work into it and more time into it. And I just want to see how it goes.
Now, is your ultimate goal to be a full time musician?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice. Because I really think you can do it. Because I'm flabbergasted even more that you're 16 after hearing And They Share. Because it sounds like it came, like when I first heard it, it sounds like it came from a woman that's had experience in life.
Thanks.
Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, like even your vocals, they sound like they're from an older woman that's been through it all.
So
my hat's off to you, because I mean, songwriting is interpretation of the world, and you obviously have a grip on that.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's fast forward, 10 years. Where do you hope to see yourself?
Sort of doing what I'm doing, and maybe a bigger following, more sort of full time, hopefully signed with some sort of like management or some sort of like other team sort of telling me what to do, and then I'll do it sort of. So it's not just me deciding when to do what I want to do whenever, like it was with the single. I just decided to do it. I kind of just want like maybe people telling me this is what you need to do by here, mm-hmm. and like helping me out, and just sort of, yeah.
So somebody to handle the business side of it.
Yeah,
because the business side sucks. Yeah. It does, serious. When I've seen them nickel and dime over pennies, So where can we find you online?
I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/NatalieShayMusic, and I'm on Twitter @NatalieShay_.
Nice. Well, thanks for being on, Natalie. I really appreciate it. I mean, best of luck to you. And like I said, you sound way more experienced. I actually, if I didn't see it, in the press pack, I was sent that you were 16. I would have added 10 years just in my mind.
Thank you.
I would have just assumed you were 10 years older. So, which I mean, that's a compliment just because of your music.
Yeah.
So, best of luck to you. And okay, well, now the interview's over, did we cover everything you wanted to?
Yep.
Awesome. I'm so sorry I stumbled on my words there earlier. I'll cut that out. So, but it's like I said, it's like 8 o'clock here. So I'm, and I just got in, and I woke up at 7:15. So, so you can imagine what I was like, because my girlfriend was like, "Hey, don't you have to be there at 8? And I'm like, shaking me on the shoulders, like, "For what? For that interview? Okay, yeah, you're right." So, but I apologize for that. So, but like I said, this will be out Tuesday, and. I'll write an article with it and everything else. And could you have Lizzie, if it's possible, send me a high-res image?
Yeah,
okay. To use as a featured image.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, cool.
Mind me, because I don't remember.
And then we'll also review the song, too.
Okay.
So, and I'll embed the video with it.
Okay, nice one.
That's so, good. All right, and I'll send Lizzie the link as soon as it's up, and then, you know, we can all share it on our socials and everything, so.
Thank you.
So, all right, well, thank you. Thank you again, and you have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.